Promise rings are in high demand here in the city centre today, where love is well and truly in the air. Tim Keane from Michelle the Jewellers told Red FM News he's had a few inquiries about promise rings already today.
The other thing that has become a big thing is promise rings. We're getting a lot of fellas who are taking the plunge, but because they're a little nervous of what the fiancé-to-be might like, they buy her a promise ring.
But for some, a promise ring isn't a marriage proposal. David O'Donovan from Donnerill cleared that up for me a little earlier after he bought his girlfriend Carolina Lustafin one.
We came up and we got a ring and we're going for dinner now in the cinema date. So
you got engaged?
No, not engaged, no, just a promise ring.
So are you? Down. And what does that mean?
Sign of love and to stay together, I suppose.
To meet each other, to each other.
And the day isn't just about jewellery and gifts. I met Noel and Patricia, who visit Cork every year. The pair have been married for 52 years and told me what they do on Valentine's Day.
Do you still mark Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm not great, but Patricia likes to get a red rose, which she didn't get this year.
I never get her anything on Valentine's Day. He just doesn't believe in that.
No. You might go out there and get her a red rose.
Oh, that'll be the day. Never break the habit of a lifetime.
And what do you get him for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But unless you've been married 52 years, you might want to rethink Noel and Patricia's advice. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.